Now, to an important global story. Advice for Santa Claus, of course, whose responsibilities are self-evident at this time of year. On the program yesterday, we talked about some of the challenges that Santa is faced with when kids ask for the moon. Santa, of course, can't give anyone the moon. But the discussion over how to let kids down and encourage them to think more practically about Christmas all started because Takeaway listener Kim Hamilton in Lubbock, Texas, reached out to us looking for advice on what to do when her four-year-old son asked for a $300 motorized toy car he could ride in.
Honestly, I didn't really know what to say. I said, well, I thought you were going to ask for a bike from Santa. And he said, well, I changed my mind.
Well, let's just crowdsource this idea. Advice for Santa and other would-be Santas and sort of Christmas gift givers. We got all kinds of responses from Takeaway listeners.
My name is Maytel. I'm from Edison, New Jersey. I've got four children, age 11, 12, 16, and 17. And when they ask for some things I can't afford, I start letting them know right after Halloween to set their sights a little bit lower. So I, over the two-month period, prepare them for the fact that certain things they're just not going to get.
This is Christine from Pelham, New York, and I've got three now teenagers and young adults. And when they were kids, I have them give a list, and I would say if they didn't receive what they really wanted, even big things, I said, Santa chooses what they think you like best, and then that's it. That's the magic of Christmas. You don't always get what you request for.
There you go. Santa, magic, working with parents. This is the tradition that we're talking about here. Jason in Berkeley, Michigan writes to us on Facebook, my son has asked for motorized vehicles many times now, referring to Kim's story. We always tell him that Santa only buys pedal-powered vehicles because the motorized ones make kids, and Santas for that matter, fat and lazy. Okay, seriously, we did get some other great things you can tell your child. Here's a listener who says, focus on the poor.
This is Katie Cavanaugh from Warren, Michigan. If it was me and I was providing the police car to a little boy, I would write a letter saying that with Haiti and all these different things, Santa was looking for some special children to maybe give up and wish for a smaller gift so he could give more gifts to the kids who really need them.
And Santa is talking to a lot of parents out there. I mean, that means Santa has to be real. First of all, that's a little news story. But what about thinking about everyone in the world as a way of getting kids to focus on practical gifts?
My name is Holly Uzen in South Carolina, and when I was young, I remember my mother once told my little brother when she was explaining to him why the bad little boy at school got more presents than he did as a good little boy at Christmas time. She explained to him that there was a secret about Santa that most people didn't talk about, and that was that after Christmas, mommies and daddies had to write a check to Santa to repay him to help pay for the presents, and that was why sometimes wealthy, naughty children got more presents than good, not-so-wealthy children.
Well, that certainly resolves some mystery for me there. Thanks so much, Holly. Here's one more response from Oklahoma.
This is Johnny from Oklahoma City, and I think the answer for the Santa Claus problem is to tell children that the true spirit of Santa Claus is to give to others. It's not about what we get from Santa, but it's about us being Santa for somebody else. And that's what I hope to tell my kids someday.
Thanks, Joey. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in this segment who have spoken to Santa Claus. That's a lot of evidence right there. Keep the conversation going. Weigh in at thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Kids, don't worry. Keep dreaming.